This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Governor Jared Polis has asked state agencies to ensure that Coloradans have access to updated COVID-19 vaccines. The state's chief medical officer has issued a standing order to let pharmacists provide them without individual prescriptions. Usually, the state only allows pharmacists to give vaccines when the Federal Immunization Advisory Committee recommends them, but that has not happened under Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Colorado's order takes effect tomorrow. Pueblo County wants the Trump administration to keep its coal-fired power plants open. The state's utility commission will consider the county's request during a meeting today. CPR's Ishan Takwar.
Last Friday, attorneys for Pueblo County said they would ask the Trump administration to keep the Comanche Generating Station open. The station is one of the largest sources of pollution in the state, but it's also the county's largest taxpayer, and closing it will mean lost jobs and less revenue. Colorado and Xcel Energy have agreed to shut down the plant by 2031 to help meet the state's climate goals. The county's potential appeal to the Trump administration could complicate those efforts. State utility regulators are still deciding what types of renewable energy will replace Comanche when it closes. I'm Ishan Takwar, CPR News.
The proposal to build a Bucky's Travel Plaza on Monument Hill got a thumbs down from the local planning commission last night. Palmer Lake planning commissioners had concerns about what the project might mean long term for the town's water supply. The recommendation goes to the Palmer Lake Board of Trustees to make a decision. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.